Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to thank you for joining me for another lesson for Elijah Bootcamp, School of the Holy Spirit. I pray you guys are enjoying them and being blessed by them, and not just the different states that are seeing these videos, and but the different parts and countries of the world that are seeing them as well. If you have been tuning in, you know that this is not necessarily a school per se, but it's really just something that God laid on my heart for people that wanted to go to another place in God, that wanted to go to their next place of dominion in their walk with God. And we have so many schools and so many conferences and so many things that come up and are lined up, but very few times do we actually focus on the advanced people, or the people that want to go to the advanced things of God, that are tired of the cursory and the average and the normal. You know, we've had milk and bread for years. It's time for us to go on to the deeper things of God so that we can mature in this walk. God doesn't want us to stay peons and kindergartners in the gospel. It's time for us to graduate with some honors. It's time for us to graduate and get our doctorate in the prophetic, our doctorate in the apostolic, our doctorate in the supernatural things of God. But if you're tuning in today with me, I believe this is this should be class number 5, and if I'm missing or messing up anything, you guys will correct me. I know you will. But again, welcome you to Elijah Bootcamp, School of the Holy Spirit. I am just so, so excited about what God is doing in this hour. And you should be too. You should be too. But I want us to open up in prayer, and then we're going to go into today's lesson, which happens to be the Spirit of Revelation. What is the Spirit of Revelation? What is revelation? And what's the difference between revelation and an illumination, or revelation and self-revelation? We're going to learn a lot tonight. So just hold on to your hats, because we're going for a ride here in the Holy Ghost. Father God, we give you the glory, honor, and praise. God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing, what you've already done, and what you are about to do. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, God, and I thank you for these, God, that tune in, God, faithfully every week. God, let them be blessed. God, let them tell a neighbor, tell a friend, God, because you are moving by your Spirit and by your anointing. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have the right of way right now, even through these videos. Let someone be delivered. Let them be healed. Let them be set free. Let them be made to know that you care for them and you love them. And God, I thank God that even right now, God, that somebody can put and cast their cares on you because you care for them. We give you the glory, honor, and the praise because you're God and because we love you and we know you love us, God. We thank you for devouring every hindrance, every enemy, and keeping back the onslaught of the enemy, that he has no place, power, or authority. And I loose the power of God. I loose the glory of God. I loose the provision of God on your behalf. And after today, you'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, we're going to jump into the word now, but I believe the lessons that we've covered, I just want to backtrack. I know we covered the different places of faith in God. We talked about sonship in the gospel. We talked about also, I believe, the second part of the sonship in the gospel with mantles. And also talked to you about walking supernaturally natural. But now we're digging deeper, and we are really in the thick of the beginning parts of the school. And we are now about to talk about what I have waited to talk about almost forever, and that is really what kind of jump-started me doing this school, if you will. But it was something that God allowed to fall in my spirit when I was just reading the Bible, and I'm going to give it to you just like God gave it to me. If you go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I want you to mark down 1 Corinthians chapter 2, And we're starting at verse 2. Amen. And we are going to stop with verse 10. Also, I want you to bring up Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 really kind of got this started because God began to talk to me that he said, I want you as a prophetic vessel, I want you to begin to tap the powers of the age to come. I was like, God, what do you mean the powers of the age? What are you talking about the powers of the age to come? He said, I'm making you a dimensionalist. I'm actually taking you, your body, your spirit, your soul, and I am shifting you in the realm of the spirit to another time and another place. That whatever you, whenever you open up your mouth, you and the people around you would be shifted. You would be shifted to years beyond your existence, beyond what you would even live. I'm sending you to 2033. I'm sending you to 2015. I'm sending you to 2045. I'm sending you to 3099. I'm sending you to 4053. You know, I'm sending you in the future. I'm sending you. That prophetic word is tapping places, and you're bringing back, you're taking you and the people to another place of victory in God, to the place where it's not conducive or it's not based upon your atmosphere right now. But what you're doing is you're pulling them. You're pulling them. You're extracting them to the point that you're going to a place where the anointing that was for years to come, that was not supposed to be revealed yet, is going to be revealed in this time, in this day, in this hour, to the point that when I go forward and I come back, that time has to actually catch up, that time warps, and you actually become time travelers in the spirit. I know you think that's really crazy, but God is doing it. He wants us to tap the powers of the age to come so that we're not affected by situations and circumstances, but situations and circumstances adjust to us and are affected by us. And it started with this. God took me to 1 Corinthians. The first thing when God, and I want you to get this as a key, the first thing when what God does, when he begins to really take you to another place in God, he dismantles everything you thought you knew. I mean everything you thought you knew. Even down to scriptures. Scriptures that meant something 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, don't even mean the same thing anymore. He's just digging revelation out. So, you know, this scripture that I'm about to go to, we've heard so many times and read it so many times. I've preached it so many times. But when I got to it, maybe 2 months ago, God began to read it back to me a little differently. Hallelujah. And it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to be starting at verse 2. It says, reading from the King James Version, it says, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I love how verse 1 says it, but it talks about Paul. He said, I didn't come to you with the excellency of speech, of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. He didn't come with fancy words or persuasion. He came with just the power of God. He said, verse 3, I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And though the body of Christ is leaping and jumping and everything, that's really what the body of Christ is. And much fear, much dread, much trembling. Because we're at the place where we're giving a gospel that makes people weak and not expect anything from God. And you trying to give them God and you trying to give them the next level, but it's hard if you don't take them to a place where they are put in responsibility for the results that they get from God. Not from the results of you preaching, but from the results of you introducing them to God. Because God, first of all, has to be revealed. When God is revealed, God begins to annihilate everything in your life, and it brings you into faith, the faith of God. Then the faith of God takes you into believing God, and it causes you to get an anointing on your life so that you can get power. Because let me tell you something, Hanamashanda and he coming in a Hyundai and shrimp hubba bubbalicious is not, you know, and get out of my seat and, you know, he tie my side, he tie my bow tie, he tie my bow tie, tie my shoe. Tongues is not power. Tongues don't mean you got the Holy Ghost. Power means you got the Holy Ghost. And I don't mean just power, but power over the enemy. Power over the wicked one. Power over weakness. Power over frailties. Woo! No to the devil is power. No to sin is power with God. Because you can't tell the devil no unless you got a yes in your spirit from God. Woo, Lord, we on the fast track already. But y'all, it's already been 10 minutes. Come back for clip 2. I'm coming right back. We got to get in this word. I'll be right back.